that's, I think, another big concern about Real ID is the sharing of very private information with not only a federal government that has really had a bad track record with the privacy of its citizens, but with other states. And so I really appreciate Governor Bullock's leadership on this issue now since he became governor. He has also taken the stance that Montana doesn't need to comply with Real ID. And so this letter that he received from Homeland Security in the last couple of days is interesting because it grants an extension that, to my knowledge, the state didn't even ask for. As you know, there are a number of benchmark dates that the states are supposed to come into compliance with various provisions of the Real ID Act, and one of those was coming up on July 21st. We flat out, as a state, told the federal government that we have done what we're going to do, and we'll continue to take steps within the state to reasonably protect the privacy of Montanans and issue secure identification cards. But we're not going to take our directions from the federal government. I think it's illustrative of the fact that this law was ill-advised, it is overreaching, and it just doesn't do what it's designed to do. And that's why the federal government finds itself in an uncompromising position where it has to grant extensions that aren't even asked for.
When you say Montana's gone out of its way to make our driver's licenses very secure, that means what specifically?
If you look at your driver's license, for one, they're made in a way that makes them very difficult to reproduce, much like we do with our paper cash in the United States. So they can't be counterfeited very easily, if at all. Of course, they have embedded information in them, again, which can't be reproduced. And so those are the kinds of things that we have been very proactive in Montana in making sure that we're using the best available technology to keep our identification cards, particularly our driver's licenses, very secure so that they can't be abused.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine as you're speaking, and it has that that 3D effect with the grizzly bears on them, I guess, huh?
That's just one effect. Believe it or not, that is something that is very expensive and very difficult to reproduce. And as you know, when you go to the port to catch a plane, they put the driver's license under a scope of sorts that also brings out other features in the driver's license that you can't see with the naked eye. And again, those things are very expensive to reproduce, very difficult to reproduce.
Between now and, well, the deadline of this extension is the 10th of October. I don't know if you're a betting man, but what happens after that?
Well, you know, we're not the only state that has stood against Real ID. And I know that our congressional delegation has engaged the federal government, particularly Homeland Security, on these issues. Governor Bullock has been particularly good in his leadership in trying to bring the federal government, in conjunction with other states, to a more collaborative effort to see if there's some compromise or other things we can do that doesn't sacrifice the privacy of our citizens and that actually protects not only Montanans but all citizens in the United States. And so I really appreciate our congressional delegation and Governor Bullock and their leadership. And, of course, I look at it as Attorney General primarily from a legal issue, but also the policy effects and public safety effects of what the federal government's trying to do. So we'll continue to work on the issue and work with the federal government. I think it'll be somewhat like a house of cards as these deadlines come up and they realize that they're not getting anywhere. Perhaps they'll come to the table and start to rethink some of these things.
Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, pleasure speaking with you today, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.